Good morning. My guests this morning are Colette Michaud and Philip Hyman from the Children's Museum of Sonoma County. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we're going to be talking about a new interactive exhibit at the museum called Weblandia. I love it. Why don't you describe what that is?
Well, Weblandia is a really cool environment for kids to crawl around in and explore.
Uh-huh.
And it's made completely out of
pallet wrap and packing tape.
Oh, great. It's a recycling project as well.
Yes.
Okay.
So there's 39,000 feet of pallet wrap in this thing.
Wow. Where did all that come from?
McMaster car.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we ordered the materials, and the idea was it came to us from it was something that we saw online that had been done overseas in one of these faraway countries at an art museum. And then we've seen a few other iterations of it at other children's museums and art museums around the country, and we thought that it would just be a super fun temporary exhibit. It will probably only last for about 6 months, and then we'll change it out with something new.
Right. So describe how it looks and how it works.
Well, if I were to describe the way it looks, I've heard some people say, if you're familiar with certain Stranger Things shows, you heard of the Upside Down. I've heard it looks a little bit like the Upside Down. It's very organic, even though it's made out of, you know, packing tape.
Right, right.
So very web-like structure. Lots of holes, little hidey cubbies.
Oh, great.
Strange things to crawl through and explore.
So a real world in itself, right?
Yes, absolutely. It transports you to a different place when you're inside.
And what would you say would be the ideal age range for kids?
Probably anywhere from 3 years old and up. We don't have an age limit at the museum, I would say probably 3 and up would be good ages. Littler than that, we may have to schedule some special times for littles to get in there. Under age 3, there's going to be a lot of action going on inside of it for kids, so we don't want anybody to get, you know, hurt or anything like that. So I think 3 years old is probably the youngest.
So there's a donor preview of Weblandia tomorrow, actually all day long, 9 to 4, is that right?
That's correct.
Uh-huh.
For those who would like to help out the museum with a donation of at least $25 or more, they get the opportunity to come in and be the first to try out Weblandia.
Uh-huh.
And it really helps out the museum right now. As you know, with the fires, it was a bit of a hit for us. And we are also right now offering free admission to anyone who is impacted by the fires.
Great.
So if there's a family or members of a family out there who would like to come to the museum, all they need to do is come in and say, love is thicker than water, or love is thicker than smoke. And that is kind of the keywords that tells the front desk that they were impacted by the fires.
Okay, jot that down out there. Love is thicker than smoke. That gets you free admission.
Yes.
And what will it cost after that?
Nothing. Nothing. That gets you in for the entire day to the museum. There's nothing to pay for after that. We have a vending machine on site, but people are welcome to bring their own lunches and food, and they can eat at our picnic table.
Oh,
so
great.
You can make a day of it easily at the Children's Museum.
And of course, people are more than welcome to make donations at any time, right?
Absolutely. Anytime. We would welcome any assistance at this time. It would be very much appreciated.
Right. Well, I have an idea you're going to get some pretty good crowds there.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, let's tell people that the museum is at 1835 West Steele Lane, that you can call it on the telephone at 546-4069, that you can go online to cmosc.org. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for
having
us.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.